B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
If there's a way to mess things up, Buck, I found a way to do so.
You know what? We're pros at messing things up.
I got to give you an update.
Oh, a pregnancy update.
A pregnancy update. I'm in my third trimester.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it? That's just gone by so quickly. No, it hasn't.
Yeah, I bet it hasn't. But isn't that the one where you can't fly in a plane now?
No. You can fly. Oh. That's funny. We'll have to get into that. That's funny you bring that up. So in any case, I feel good. It took me 24 weeks of pregnancy to finally feel good. Of course, you don't know you are at the beginning, so maybe it was less than that. Maybe it was more like, 16 weeks of feeling horrible. But it was 16 weeks. I was struggling. I'm sure you noticed, but whatever you thought I was struggling, it was worse than what I was hiding some of it because it was bad. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say all the women out there, whether you're working mom, taking care of your kids, or just doing whatever you're doing, it is no fun.
No bueno.
No.
I can't imagine. Us guys, we don't know what it's like to go through what you women go through. We can only imagine.
You know what? I mean, I had headaches every day. And you know what I was doing, Buck, that was just psychotic? Is everything that didn't feel right with me, I was Googling. And I think Google has made us so much worse.
That's the worst thing you can do, Roxanne.
I know, and the doctors tell you not to.
Yeah, I have an itch. I'm going to look it up. You're going to die.
Right.
What?
Everything I would eat, I would be like, oh my gosh, was I not supposed to eat that? I had a little bit of lunch meat or I did. How do you know if it's doing something bad to the baby? So, I mean, I went through, and my doctor even said, he goes, Roxanne, you seem like you're more stressed out this time. And I'm like, I shouldn't be with the second baby, but just not feeling so great. So now I've passed that hump. Into the third trimester, I'm not super big, so it's not like I'm totally uncomfortable yet, but I'm sure I'll have like maybe a good month here and then I'll get really uncomfortable, but it's okay.
I've heard that if you have more than one child, the pregnancies are completely different.
Yes.
And the kids can be different. I don't know.
Yes.
Is it different than the first time?
Absolutely. The first time, but I think it also had to do with the weather. Because I highly, highly recommend having an April-ish due baby.
Okay.
Because that was so much easier. I could take walks every morning. I would just pop out here, take a little break after my show and get a little fresh air. And I can't do that unless, I want to be disgusting for the rest of the day. So it does have to do with the weather, I think, as well. But you bring up the flying. We took our baby moon right around the question mark time period. And my doctor was like, Roxanne, you're really not supposed to fly. I think I was like 32 weeks out. That's kind of the cutoff.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, 32 weeks pregnant. I was like, I'm not dilated or anything. He's like, yeah, but if you have the baby, I said, it's a short flight. I was going to the Bahamas. It's a short flight. And he's like, yeah, but if you have the baby there, I can't help you.
Right.
So that's really what you want to think about, I suppose.
Can you imagine having your baby in the Bahamas or on a vacation somewhere? I mean, even before the hurricane hit Bahamas, just a regular Bahamas.
I know, a regular Bahamas. I know, it's crazy.
Or even a country where you didn't speak the language.
I know, and that's what you think about. Like, how would you even know? So it's a good time not to take those trips to Italy or to other parts of the world.
Would your insurance work?
I've thought about all that. I have.
You Googled it already.
I've run through those questions.
I should have known.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I want to share something that my daughter's been doing with me, and it's kind of crazy. She's got this new habit. It's just developed over the last week, I should say. She only wants to wear my clothes. And the pictures are adorable. So I'll show you all the cute little pictures. She wears basically, like I have a black going out shirt that I wear. It's got sequins. No, it's not. It probably is a shirt from the
90s. It's kind of fancy, though. It's fancier
fancy.
Than a t-shirt. Yeah.
Yes. And so she puts on, it looks like a little cocktail dress.
That's funny.
And then she puts on, any shirt of mine that's like a tank top. And she looks like she should be a lounge singer.
Right.
And she loves to wear my clothes and throws a fit. She wants to sleep in my clothes. I did start to kind of analyze this, and I'm not that hard on her about doing it because it's a sign that your child loves you.
Yeah.
When they want to mimic what you do.
Yeah, they love you. They love what's happening in your house. They're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard from other people who have kids who are older now that cherish it. It doesn't last long.
Oh, right. I know.
Yeah, this stage will be gone soon. Although my kid's a little older than yours, he's still doing kind of similar. He copies my clothes a lot.
Yeah, he looks to you for behavior cues.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool playing dress up. You guys do some cooking stuff.
Yes.
This is quality time.
So she wants to be like mommy in a lot of those ways. And that's a sign that she... You said your baby's been doing something crazy with his dress style, his apparel.
So Jackson doesn't wear my clothes and he doesn't wear...
He's a nudist. He
wants to be, yeah. But he is so into Spider-Man right now. We've got him some Spider-Man pajamas and a couple, a Captain America, this, an Iron Man, something. It's that. Every night he's got to wear something. As soon as we get home from school, clothes off. Where's my Spider-Man outfit? Where's my shirt, my shoes? Last night, my wife bought him some Spider-Man socks. He put a pair on, and then before bed, he changed out of one pair and put the other pair on sleep in.
How cute.
He woke up in the morning, and he goes, I can wear these, right? I was like, yes, yes, of course.
A little obsession.
You have to put shoes on over them. Oh, man.
What a cute pie.
I kind of prefer that to him wearing my clothes.
Right. That makes it easier.
Something that will fit, although... If we go to a restaurant, he's like, I want to wear my Spider-Man outfit. I'm like, all right, wear it in the car and we'll change before we go in.
Not exactly what you want to wear in the restaurant. That's okay. When did Jackson start to differentiate between boys and girls?
Oh.
Do you remember that stage? And does he still kind of point out the differences? Because my daughter is just going through that point in her life right now where she started to say, she's like, daddies have beards. Daddies have mustaches.
Yep.
And she's like, mommy has boobs like Elsa. And then she told her grandmother the other day, you have boobs like Elsa. She goes, I have tiny boobs. But she's got a real
fascination
with the body parts and like what belongs to who. And she's like, I like boys and girls. I like both of them.
Man, between 2 and 3 years old has to be the time.
Right. Yeah,
because even my son, he walked in my room with no shirt on and he goes, Dad, I got boobs. And I go, no, you don't have
boobs.
Those are
muscles.
You got a chest. I said, you got a chest, son. He goes, no, they're boobs. I was like, all right, whatever. You'll learn.
I can tell you this, just being at Jackson's birthday party, and he is the cutest kid ever. So handsome.
Thanks.
But he not
Thanks,
but
he takes
but,
after
and,
me.
Yes, no,
Tell
I think
me more.
I think he got genes from both sides. He's good. And so I could tell that all the boys there, because Evelyn Jade was like the only girl at your birthday party.
Yeah.
One of the few. And they're just like this. They would almost like run into her and then be like, ooh, girl.
Ew, girl.
They really it is so true that they do not care. They get to a certain age, and I think it probably is 3.5, 4, where they do not care about the other sex. They're like, gross.
Yeah.
And even are a little bit repulsed by them because they don't have the same vibe. They're like, you don't like to run fast and hit people and do this. And
play with sticks.
Yeah,
and there's
be
a
rough
bug
and
on
tough.
The ground.
Yep. So that is why the tomboy girls really do get along better with the boys when they're true tomboys.
I think the very first time that he said something to me was he built a fort in his room.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me to come play in it. And I was like, all right, I'll try to fit in it. I'm pretty big.
Right.
And so I actually got kind of in it. And then my wife came in the room and she's like, oh, a fort. Can I come in? And as firm as can be, he's like, no girls allowed. I was like, whoa, you're going to say that to your mom? Better be careful with that one.
I know. Daddy does so many great things with our daughter and takes her golfing and takes her to bounce houses. And he's the activity guy. He's always going to do something fun with her. You'd think she would appreciate she does absolutely appreciate it. She adores him. But if her and I are watching TV together, she's like, no, Daddy, go work. Get out, Daddy. Go work.
Yeah.
You know, they have that
funny.
Sort of like, this is my club. These are my people.
How are they so smart?
I know.
This is my time with mommy. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go outside and do something, kick a soccer ball, I'll let you know, Dad.
Yes.
Thanks.
Right. Okay, so these are the things your kids do, your toddlers specifically, to show that they love you. And you might be saying to yourself, they're doing this and it's ruining, it's messing things up. No, this is their way of showing they love you. For example, if they get you to dawdle and delay a journey, like say you're rushing out the door or you're somewhere and you're like, okay, we did our shopping. If they delay that, that's a sign of their love for you. So you're getting frustrated with them.
Yeah.
But really, they just want to spend more time with you. So that's cute. So you've probably seen Jackson do that.
Yeah, I've seen him fight me about not leaving the toy aisle at Target. Does that mean he loves me?
Yes, exactly. And he loves toys. That's what that means, too. And challenging, this is more for, no, we do this, too. Challenging you to chase and catch them.
Oh, yeah.
And hide and seek, that whole category. That means they love you.
Every day.
That's a regular. Hey, is it hot in here, by the way? Sorry.
Well,
just got distracted.
Yeah.
Did the air not, does it not work in here? It's like churning, but.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's on 65.
Oh, it got moved.
Oh, did it really?
It was on like 73.
Okay.
I got on 65
okay.
now.
Okay, good. We're going to feel better. All right. Ooh, and bringing
pregnancy.
Their.
Pregnancy is kicking in.
You should see how I sleep at night. I start off with. Clothes and covers. It gets too hot. Okay.
Don't go into labor in the podcast.
No, we definitely don't want to do that. Whenever they bring their stuffed animal, that actually means that they love you because they love home. So it's like a transitional object.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
that.
The science behind that. But them bringing their little, we have what's called a rah-rah in our house, their little doll still has a pacifier on it. And so she brings that in the car and that means she loves our home. So she wants to bring a little piece of home with her. That makes sense.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Making a mess with food is a sign that they love you.
Wow.
I'm going to connect the dots a little bit
really?
On that one.
What about spilling your drink two times in a row off of a
at
stool?
At a restaurant. Oh,
no,
okay.
At home. Over the rug and the couch. Ugh. Two times in a row.
Ugh.
He loves me, though.
He's discovering how to spill things and wants you to enjoy that new thing
that
he's discovered.
Telling him. I keep telling them, don't grab it with one hand. Two hands, buddy. Two hands.
I know.
But no.
No.
He wants to one-hand it while he's watching his iPad and he's looking around the room. And before you know it, it's like this. And he's like, uh-oh.
Cuddling and snuggling with you. That's a big one. That's
good.
Obvious. Screaming welcome home. Like when you come, isn't it great when you go walk in the door and he's there, Jackson's there to greet you?
You know, lately Jackson's been doing a better job than the dog.
Right?
I mean,
ooh,
usually the dog is just so energetic, and now Jackson is just, get out of the way, dog.
Really?
And the dog's bed is right there by the door, and usually Jackson will be on the couch or something. He'll bolt to the door, give me a huge hug. It's wonderful, but I'm like, man, dog's getting old or something.
Right. Oh, no. it just is that, it's that boy energy is what it is.
Yeah.
Jackson's got a lot of boy energy.
It's a lot.
So the final thing is repeating routines and rituals. When you repeat stuff, that's just like, I'm comfortable here. Let's do this again. Might seem boring for you,
okay.
But it's like, no, let's read this book for the 20th time in a row. It's love. It's how they
really?
Show their love. Yes.
So we've watched Spider-Man every day for about 8 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Some days, twice.
Hey, you know what we need to do? Come up with a list of the best. Because I have the same issue as you right now with the movie Sing. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it once. And
my favorite movie.
It's good. It's really good.
It's really good. Like, we've watched Sing. Like, you guys have watched Spider-Man 8 days in a row. We've watched Sing 8 days in a row. I'm not sick of it yet.
Oh.
We have fun.
Do you sit and pay attention, or are you kind of behind the child on your phone?
It's funny. Yes, is what I do most of the time. And now on day 8, I was like, let me just sit down and watch this movie. And I'm watching all the little details and really in the moment. And it's really good. Next thing we need to do is come up with a list of good movies that you can watch with your kids and have a glass of wine and like enjoy the adult humor and the kid humor together.
I got one for you right now. The Good Dinosaur.
Okay. I'm
Have you ever seen it?
ASAP. No.
Oh, it's
but
so,
I trust you.
It's so good. But halfway through, he stopped watching it. But he went in his room and started playing.
Uh-huh.
So we just kind of finished it. And in
the
end, it was so good.
Uh-huh.
It was almost like tear in the eye. We were just like, oh my goodness.
Don't you think it's funny when you guys talk about how good kids' movies are nowadays? Doug, you have to see this scene in Sing. It's so awesome. And Despicable Me 3.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen 1 or 2, but I'm sure they're equally fantastic.
Yeah.
Despicable Me 3. So we need to come up with this list. Well, that'll be our homework.
That's awesome.
Time. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.